we've nope. got that rider pride. Let's go out and make the whole world green.
The 1-0 Saskatchewan Rough Riders up against the 0-1 Calgary Stampeders tomorrow afternoon, 5 o'clock, McMahon Stadium, Calgary. Ah, Green and White's got this. It's time for Green and White prognostications, and I'm looking at our call screen. It's full, and we've got people from all over the province ready to give us their score. What you do is you give us your score on the game, and we then put that total in. That becomes your entry. And on Monday morning, when I'm back in here on the Evan Bray Show, we will let you know who the winner is, and that person gets a $100 co-op gift card from Sherwood Co-op. And we start off right now with Marina in Regina. Hi, Marina.
Hi.
What's your prediction for tomorrow?
Riders 30, Stampeders 24.
That sounds reasonable. Do you think we're going to, you know, start early with a touchdown early, maybe a couple interceptions for the Green and White as well, and dominate those dastardly Stamps the entire game?
I sure hope so.
Don't we all, Marita? Thanks so much for calling, and good luck. We'll let you know Monday if you're a winner. Glenn's in Saskatoon. What's your prognostication?
I'm going to go a total of 63, Rider win, and it's going to be 35-28.
35-28 for the Riders. Anything specific about the game you're looking forward to?
No, you know, I think it's going to be three in a row wins, and it's just going to be a great game.
I think it will be, too. Always fun when we can take on Calgary. Out to Lake Lenoir. Hi, Perry. What's your call?
31-17 Riders, total of 48. Wow. And we're going to see a defensive touchdown by the Riders this weekend.
Oh, good. Maybe a pick or two along the way?
Yes, they should have had two last week, and this week they're going to pull one off.
All right. Perry's guess from Lake Lenoir, 1-877-332-TALK. That's how you get your entry in on our Green and White prognostications. Give us a call. We're doing this up until 12:30 at 1-877-332-8255. In Saskatoon, we find Jim. Jim, you're counting on the Riders to get a win here?
Yeah, 28-21.
28-21 with a total of 49. Okay, Jim, thank you for that. 1-877-332-8255. Regina's where we find Marlene. Hi, Marlene. You thinking it's going to be a closer game?
A little bit closer, yep. 24 for the Riders, 17 for the Stamps, for a total of 41.
Excellent. You are in, Marlene. We'll find out Monday morning if you get that $100 Sherwood Co-op gift card. Also in Regina right now, we're checking in with Wes. Hi, Wes. What's your prediction?
Yeah, good morning. Good afternoon, I guess. I've got a total of 64. That's going to be 34 Riders and 30 for Calgary.
Oh, you're looking at a lot of scoring.
I want to see lots of scoring. Yes, I do.
All right, we'll see what happens. Wes in Regina going for that total of 64 with a Rider win. Let's head up to Saskatoon. We've got Blair. Blair, good morning. Your call.
Good morning. Riders 32, Stamps 28, total 60. Little concerned. We've got a couple key injuries on our team, but we've got good depth, so I think we'll pull it off.
What do you figure? A last-minute field goal going to help us out, maybe?
No, I think we're going to stay in front most of the game. I don't think Calgary can keep up with us, even with the injuries.
All right. I love that kind of confidence. Thank you for that. Regina listener Brenda. Hi, Brenda. You expecting a close game, I see?
Yeah, because usually in Calgary we have to battle the refs. So I've always seen them do that. So I'm predicting the Rider win 32-30 for a total of 62.
Ooh, that'll be fun. That's always exciting, though. You know, you love to see the Riders win, of course, but it always makes it fun when it maybe gets down to the last play of the game, too, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Nail-biter.
All right, Brenda, with that total of 62, we find out Monday who wins. Over to Yorkton. Hello, Don.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing great. It's Friday, and yeah, the Riders are in action here. So what are you thinking?
I got Saskatchewan 34, Calgary 27 for a total of 61.
Boy, a lot of people going with a fairly high-scoring game here.
I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think it's going to be very offensive, and we're going to pull it off.
Good deal. You're out in Yorkton. Do you get down to Mosaic very often for a game?
Try to.
Good stuff. Don, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening in. And good luck come Monday. We'll find out who our winner is on Monday morning. Rider prognostication, the winner gets that $100 co-op gift card from Sherwood Co-op. We're taking as many calls as we can until I wrap up the Evan Bray Show here just before the bottom of the hour. This is Dennis, I believe, in Regina. Hi, Dennis.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. What are you thinking for the game tomorrow?
Well, I think the quarterback's going to put on a good show. I think it's going to be Riders 30 and Calgary 27 for 57.
Yeah. Boy, there's a lot of people kind of picking in that high 20s, low 30s range for the scoring. Makes for an exciting game and keeps people interested when we get a lot of offensive action. Thanks for the call, Dennis. We head to Saskatoon right now. Vince, you're on the radio. What's your pick?
Got the Riders 32, Calgary 29.
Another tight one, huh? So what do you figure, last-minute field goal for us?
That's exactly what I was thinking, yes.
That always makes it exciting. Okay, Vince, thanks. Game time, 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon from McMahon. Don't forget, of course, the Green Zone guys have the pregame. Game day show happens at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, leading right up to kickoff. And then after the show, it's always fun after the game to listen in and hear people commenting on the good and the bad from the Rider-Calgary game. Out to Moose Jaw. Hi, Mick.
Hi.
What's going on in your world?
Well, I'm looking at a little tighter game, but not quite as much offense. So I'm going for a Rider win, 24-20 for a total of 44.
Okay, Mick.
I think it's going to be a little tighter game, right. But go Riders.
Go Riders, absolutely right. Mick and Moose Jaw says a total of 44. We head out to Carrot River, northeast Saskatchewan. Hi, Dwayne.
Hello.
What are you thinking for the game?
Well, I'm thinking everybody's wrong. It's going to be a real tight defensive game, and it's going to be final score 48-27-21 for the Saskatchewan. And I think that it's going to be lots of action on that white line.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think it will be too. Okay, Dwayne, Carrot River, total of 48 down to the southwest corner of the province, Gull Lake. Hey, Mark, how's things down in the south?
Good, good.
What are you thinking?
I'm going Riders 31, Stamps 22 for a total of 53.
So Rider domination right from kickoff?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mark, thanks for the call. We got a caller in here from BC. We got to go to Dave. He's in West Kelowna listening in to us this morning. Hi, Dave.
Hey, man. I'm going total 57. I'm going 40-17 for the Riders. And on behalf of Father's Day, I'm going Shaker Baker is my Father's Day best player, is his favorite player, and 40-17 for the Riders.
You're wanting a blowout there.
Yep.
All right, Dave, all the best. Thanks for calling. 1-877-332-TALK. We'll get as many predictions in as we can for another 10, 12 minutes or so. We are able to keep taking your calls, 1-877-332-8255. I know you're looking at the radio saying, okay, be quiet, take some more calls. Carla, it's your turn. What's your call?
Total score, 37, 21-16, Calgary.
Calgary.
It's going to be lots of action.
Oh, Carla.
Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Thanks for calling. 1-877-332-8255. Jeremy, hi. What are you thinking for the game tomorrow?
I'm going to go with the Riders, 27-17 for a total of 44.
Oh, really? Okay. Think the Stamps are going to be a little offensively challenged then, huh?
Yeah. It's going to be a good game.
I think it will be, too. Always is when those two meet up. Thanks, Jeremy. Regina listener Greg, it's your turn to make a prediction for the big game tomorrow. What do you think?
Well, I have to change my score here, Brent, because Carla took the exact total that I had. So I'm going, and I did have Calgary, so I'm going to go 24-17
Calgary. 24-17
Calgary. For 41. Are you a
Calgary fan?
No. They just had our number lately, and they're tough to beat.
Oh, yeah, but it's a new season here. Come on, Greg. It's a new day, right?
I'm pulling for the Riders, but I just have a good feeling about it.
The old head and heart situation. Thanks a lot, Greg. Down to Swift Current. Mark, we're waiting for your prediction here. What are you thinking?
I'm going 25-20 for a total of 45 for the Riders.
Anything about the game that's going to stand out, do you think?
I just hope our offensive line can just protect Harris the whole time, keep him healthy.
Chris is in Warman on our green and white prognostications. You're looking at a close game?
Yes, I am. I'm looking at the Riders 27 and Stamps 24 for a total of 51.
How come so close?
It's just, I don't know, it's in Calgary, so you kind of swap them a few more. I think it could be a very close game, tight game, back to the, down to the wire.
Close game is good as long as the Riders come out on top. 51 for Chris in Warman. Regina is where we find Kyle. Kyle, your prognostication?
Total score of 59, and the Riders will win 31-28.
I like all this confidence in the Riders getting the win. I've only had one Calgary person step up here. Oh, pardon me, we had two Calgary votes already. Okay, Kyle, all the best. Then we'll find out Monday morning if you got the win. Still in Regina. Hey, AJ, what's your call?
I am so sorry. I got to do this. Well, for all you Rider fans, I did it last week and we won, so I'm going to keep doing it. And every week I'm going to keep doing it. Total score 62, 42, Calgary. 20 Riders.
Oh, I see. You're doing this for the team, are you? You're throwing yourself
under
the bus.
I did last week. It worked. So I'm going to keep doing it. Go Riders. I love you.
I like the psychology. Good thinking, AJ. Out to Dysart. Hey, Nick, how's things in your part of the world?
Not too bad out here.
Good stuff. What are you thinking for the game?
I hope I'm wrong. I'm just playing the odds here. I'm going to go a total of 55, 30 to 25 for Calgary.
Oh.
And I hope I'm wrong.
I hope you're wrong too, Nick. Okay, thanks for the call at 1-877-332-8255. We'll get a few more calls in. We're going for about another 3 minutes. Warman is where we find Kelvin, who is calling for fairly high-scoring game, too. Kelvin, what are you thinking?
You bet, Brent. Well, we're going to see a total of 64 points being scored, and we're going to split it up. We'll give 26 to Calgary and hand the winning W to the Riders.
Jeez, not much defense in your world.
No, there won't be.
All right, Kelvin, thanks for the call. Good luck. Regina's Kevin, ready to give us his prognostication. Hey, Kev.
Hey. Hi, Brett. I think the Riders are going to win 31-24 for a total of 55.
55, so relatively close.
Well, that's going to have a great game. So is Busby.
We're counting on it. Thanks, Kevin. Good luck. Saskatoon. Dennis, hi. What are you thinking, Dennis?
I'm going total 62, Riders 38-24. Go Riders, go.
All right, high-scoring game for the green and white. Warman, let's go to Warman. Hi, Melissa.
Hi. I'm guessing 53 total, 27 for Calgary, and 26 for the Riders.
But what's the little one think in the background there?
She's good with whatever.
All right. So, again, you're picking a Stamps win?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
I know. Okay, just playing Melissa. The odds.
All right. Good luck. Have a good day. Go Riders. Moose Jaw, real quick. Hey, Barb, what's your call?
Hi. Finally, I'm there. 30 for Riders, 26. Calgary, a total of 56. And we're going to do it.
Yeah, I think so. Right from the beginning?
Yep.
All right. Thanks for the call, Barb. Okay, you got time for just a couple of more here. Saskatoon is where we find Martin on the radio. Martin, your call for the game?
Yeah, I got a home team victory at the last minute field goal, total of 51, 26-25 for the Stamps, unfortunately.
Oh, goodness. Are you a Stamps fan?
Not at all.
I see. It's the old head overwheeling.
Home field advantage this week.
That's it, eh? Okay, all right. We'll see what happens. Martin in Saskatoon saying a Stamps win with a total of 51. And my last caller that we got time for here in Saskatoon, Peter's on the radio. Peter, who do you think's going to win this, and what's the score going to be?
I got the Stamps at 28, the Riders at 19, total 47.
What in the world would bring you to make a prediction like that, Peter?
Three things. The Riders' secondary's kind of beat up. Calgary lost to Winnipeg last week, and Calgary beat Saskatchewan twice last year.
Oh, come on. So, last year, that's old history. That's old.
I know. I'm a Riders fan, but
good man,
I'm
Peter.
Playing the odds, too.
I hear you. Money. All right, well, we'll find out Monday morning. Maybe Peter will be the guy that gets that $100 Sherwood Co-op gift certificate. Brent Clark's with you. We're putting a wrap on another week of the Evan Bray Show. I'm back in on Monday just because I want to give away the $100 co-op gift card. Evan is back next week. Anything on your mind, of course, you can always reach us on that text line. And a reminder as well that with the Rider game tomorrow, we've got the pregame action with the Green Zone guys. That gets going at 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon, and then be ready to call in after the game to celebrate that Rider win. Okay, got to go. Have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. You're listening to the Evan Bray Show on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.